Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast, even though it's been a very long time. Oh, Jesus Christ. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6 very unserious human beings with me today. Okay. As you can hear the laughter. One person you have met before. I think you've met 2 people before, but I'm not very sure. One person that I am very sure you've met before. Okay, sorry, I didn't introduce you. So, hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. This is Solis and my name is Tamilore. So today with me, I have 6 very interesting young ladies that I don't know if I should be happy to call them friends. Okay, so we're going to start this way. So please state your name and your age. Relationship status. Not joke, sorry. Your name, please.
My name is Carissa.
Hi
guys, my name is Carissa.
And
that's my age.
Nobody really cares. But how old are you?
I'm 17. I'm turning 18 next month.
Okay, moving on.
Hi guys, my name is Teleola. I'm not telling my age.
I'm sorry. She's 17.
Y'all are part of the bad bitch.
She's 18. Shall we know your age? Moving on.
So you know I've been here countless of times. Okay,
you've been here once.
Shut up. I'm sure be here. Hi, my name is Daniela. You know.
Okay, next person.
Hi everybody. My name is Tenny.
Do not take your compass.
My name is Teniola, and I am. How old am I?
You are 17.
There was really no need to say that.
Moving on, please.
Wow. Minus 5. Ooh. 7.
Hi guys, my name is Mui and I'm 18.
Yeah, I don't think they heard you. I don't think
like that feels good to say, doesn't it?
I know, right?
Speak up.
Hi guys, my name is Mui and I'm 18.
Woo!
Oh my gosh.
Moving on, last person.
The kids in the house.
Hi guys, my name is Angela. I'm 16.
For you guys, we're in 200 levels.
All of us are in 200 levels. Okay, so as you have probably seen by the title, the title of this episode is African Parent.
Gang.
Okay, so see, let's just be very honest with ourselves here. All of us know that one way or another, no matter how much we love our parents, they still do some things that just is to make you feel some kind of way.
It's just to
fusticate you, everything joined. So the first thing we're going to be talking about today is, please think of this well, let it sink your head. Whatever age you are still a child. Whatever age you are, you are still a child.
It's so sad.
Dramatic sigh. She's a living example.
Do you know how many times you've tried? Okay, let's go out. Let's go out.
Let me propose it to my dad.
What you guys said for anything like 2 weeks ago now? I cannot talk on my tone.
Even the time that she wanted to have her birthday party thing, and they even told me since, like, before the whole, how many months was it before you told
yourself?
Like two months
before the whole thing, I see her start planning, oh, how will I bring this thing up? When I now brought up to my father, what does her mommy do? Actually started with, what does her daddy do? I dad is no longer in the I just said that you should take whatever meaning you want to feel it. He said, hey, okay, what about her mother? I asked her, what does your mommy do?
Thank God.
This thing turned to full blown interview. I was not like,
Lori going to party.
Your father shared this thing. Sir, I'm not a party to this conversation.
My name is not Daniela. It has changed.
Just to go somewhere. At the end of the day, he still said, okay, you can go, but your younger brother will follow you.
Wow.
Like why? They always do that.
FYI, Boy's house is in the backyard of my house.
Like half is like
Bobby
for like 10 minutes away from my house.
Boy from you know the funny part. The funny part is Tamara's house. No, I live in Ketu. The funny part is my church is Desta.
Yeah.
Desta is still a bit further than like Magodo, but it's not like really far.
Yeah.
And I go to church by myself.
Gigi.
But no.
No, then nah, that one is church, sorry. You're going to church. You're going to party, you're going to church. You know, in church, it's just you're going to meet the Lord. But if you are going to party, you're going to
diarrhea.
Between the time they drop you and they pick you, Moe don't fit on get belly.
You get. So, like, they had to be careful.
Because you know me, I'm very irresponsible. I'm going to knock up and down.
No, we didn't say that. You know, that's the mentality that they have. You know, African parents, that's how they all
are. Because they
train
me
sorry, to be doing that will listen to
I feel that your African parents, like, they have taught you this. They should let you go out.
Thank you very much.
And display the training that they have given
you. But, like, don't worry, they really think that one.
When they go out, they will not do it. Yeah, they should have that little bit of trust.
Are they saying that you have gone to university to become rookie?
Okay,
my parents really, like, when I came back from university, first 100 level of our semester break, and then next thing I'm hearing, because I entered university when I was 16.
15.
I was 15 when
15.
I entered. I was 15 when I entered university, and I turned 16 in March. So when I got home in April, that was when our holiday was. When I got home in April, my parents were like, oh, just because I'm 16 and I'm in university doesn't mean I'm a big girl. That I am still, like, I'm
clip the wings that were not there.
like, I was just like, sorry, like, I'm in university now. At least I should have some privileges.
Yeah. See, you that you're 16. My sister that
18, get red game.
Sorry,
my sister that's going to be 20. No, and also my sister that's going to be 20 next week Sunday.
Woo!
She cannot go anywhere. If you want to go buy lollipop, daddy run, but daddy said no, I'll buy
some. I feel like because Tanya is calm. Like, no, I feel like
if it's even me, I want to go and buy pure water. My mommy said no, don't worry.
Yeah, let me buy it.
You cannot go by yourself. It's just recently. I'll say, don't worry, mommy, I'll go. I'm gonna open the
How many times do I go out? Like I don't think the only time I've actually gone out that I actually left the house, that they allowed me to go out, was because I graduated from secondary school, and then we had like our head girl then was throwing like this get together party for everybody in my set. And then I went to an all-girl school, so that was why they were like, okay, I can go for the party. And then my mommy now dropped me. My mommy still took me there. When my mommy now dropped me at the party, she now saw that some boys were coming out of the gate.
Oh, wow.
My mommy was now one. She was like, well, I thought you said it was a get together for yourself. And I was like, yes, they get together for myself.
I don't know boys in yourself.
But exactly, they're boys in myself, but just not in my school.
My school has a male school.
I don't understand what my mommy was expecting.
It's the fact that they think we're always like we're too young to go out, but we're never too young to do all the craziest chores and do the craziest.
Who gets?
Go to the market. You go to Kate Mac by herself.
I think as soon as they're going, sir.
Do you get to
my market? I was 13 as they're going. My mom was pregnant
with
my sister.
Guys,
I'll make it. See, when they say, when mommy sent us to Kate to market, by the way, we drive her. And now sell. Danila said that he said car. See that I came out spending cash from God. They slapped me and collect money on me.
I will stay in the house and do all stuff, but still I cannot go out and flex. I think it might be just based on vibes and shall ask I can disappear. Last you vex for 1 week, I'm not dying.
Okay.
At least I
last brings for me. My mother will just crucify. Like as I'm going out to disappear, she
don't come back.
Like go! I'm not gonna return.
I'm opening the door for you. As for you, you turn at that bad door.
Okay.
Oh my god. Alright.
As for my parents, they don't like really restrict me or my sister or my siblings.
But I was going to say
from going anywhere. They don't stop us. If you want to go, like if it's a far place, who are you going with? Who is the person? Do I know the person? Those are the questions they ask. And what they don't like is when we go to a far distance, when we go to a far distance with people that they don't know,
yeah.
that's when they get worried.
Yeah, because there's like a lot of insecurity in Nigeria. Yes,
and they feel like Nigeria is not safe.
It's actually not a few. It is not safe.
That's why. Yes, but they should still at least give us that form of like trust that okay, yes, we are old enough to take care of ourselves.
Well, yes, but like the thing about it is that in the beginning, things like Uber and Bolt made it easier for children to be able to move up and down.
But now Uber and Bolt,
are the ones killing people who enter their cars, using them for rituals. So it's making things worse. It's not like as if we can't really blame ourselves.
Unless they drop you there by themselves and they see where you
are going. But then the thing is, how we get streetwise if we don't steal for
do that's the question.
So like when we get the
we'll
watch experience that oh, is it movie down
that Zion
next time when you see the girl her parents have won that very well. She will not go and meet that boy. She will not get
oh my guy, this last holiday I still watch one Mazaya movie in the church. I'm like, wow, movies like this, they still make it and they still exist. Amazing. The Holy Spirit picked them up from the country. It's that one white Sierra that disappeared after you drop them
out.
I'm like, yeah, that's it.
Crazy. Like, okay, I'm not even lying. I'm not doing this podcast, but no lie, I cannot relate to some of these things.
Yeah, we know.
I am very, please, my mother, if you're listening to this, I love you very much. I love
shout you. Out to you, mommy.
I love you. I did follow you years. Because, like, I feel, I won't even lie, like, when I was younger, yes, who am I to go anywhere? There's only one friend. Like I have this one friend, Fermi Bada. I have this one that girl.
Mm.
If I'm going anywhere, who's going to Fermi? Okay, bye. If it's not Fermi, what are you going to do? Who are you going to meet? And like now that Fermi and I are not in the same university, obviously. So there's no like okay, you cannot go anywhere because you're not going with Fermi. It's like you have to trust me. Cause like if I don't do this thing by myself, please. What are you going to do? I will still leave this house one day.
Exactly.
Do you know that I feel like even when I have children, my mommy and my dad will ask me, why am I carrying my children?
I swear.
Because there are cases of people that actually, why did you travel and leave your kids? Yeah, like, they don't want to run your life even after your...
My mom's mom slapped my aunt on the day before her engagement.
Can't be me.
Aspar.
You see like this, I'm going to change my Sunday, change my face, change my Sunday. I don't even understand. What's that?
Like, it's not age, old.
Shasha, please. Long and short, please. We're not children again. So, that's the first thing. Moving on. Stereotyping modern day accessories.
Oh,
your nails, your allergies.
Oh, mom, my daddy hates me when I fix my nails.
So that's what I'm on right now.
So I have a story.
My daddy does not know that I have a story.
So when I went home like this, I just got waist beads in school. Because obviously, when I was at home, I was like, they didn't allow me to go anywhere. So where do you want me to buy the waist beads?
Jiggets.
Yeah. And we live in an estate. So where do you want me to buy the waist beads?
Actually.
So we now go to school and I'm like, oh, like you know waist beads for like tracking weights or I want to accessorize my body.
Happy accessorize money.
Okay. That's how we go home now. My shirt's just very small. My daddy saw it. He said, what's that? I said my daddy broke into Igbo for the first time in his life.
Crazy.
What? He was just like, I don't even know what he was saying. He just thought to behave and say, okay, Aspa, what is it? Ha, my dad said, what's that on your child's waist?
So now it has turned to your child, not on my child.
Because my mommy had already seen it before and she asked us, you know your daddy, why we go and buy this? Because me and Tanya, we had the same waist bead, you get. So she was like, why do you go and
that you know your daddy?
No! Stop!
why do you go and buy this when you know the father you have? I was like, mommy, I don't understand. And I used the excuse of, we're using it to track our weights because we're on the plus size, you know. Shout out to my thick women and my skinny women. So we're on the plus size, so we're not using that as an excuse. Okay, we're using it to track weights. My mom now thought to my dad, they're using it to track their weights. Which weight? If you want to lose weight, go and exercise. I said, daddy, please rest.
Daddy, please rest. I for not go here one slap
I'm
like this.
I'm not saying to come down. All this is up in my head. Daddy, rest. No, I don't understand. I was like, okay, daddy, it's to track weight. Before I knew, do you know what I did? I just, as we were talking, I just, you know,
moonwalked
out of the room. Like, phew.
God, like I remember, I think ordinary
I was wearing one.
Just one. I think I was in SS one. So I got like, because I used to stay in my grandma's house during the week and then I'll go home during the weekend because my house was very far from my school. So that's how, when I was in school now, when I was coming back from school, going to my grandma's house, and I got these like loop earrings, you know, those big loop earrings. So I got like three of them, two gold, one silver. And then we got home now. So as far as it was during the weekend, so on Sunday, I wore loop earrings and as far as big girl, let me go to church.
I'll step out in church.
That's how I got out of my room. And we went to the room, everybody was waiting for my mom to come out. So you know women now, we were waiting for my mom to come out so that we can go to church. That's how my daddy knocking out of the room. I was like, what is that on your ear? And I was like, that is earring. And then I was like, that's how you come and be telling me you don't have money, you need money for this thing, you need money to buy this. So this way you need money to buy. What is that on your neck? That's like, you know the kind of people that wear this kind of things.
I didn't know that there was a particular set of human beings.
Well, look, earrings. And I was just confused. And I was like, daddy, but they are earrings.
If you're not going to pierce your nose, go.
It don't be for me, be that.
There's
no
way it was there. I think it was you that was there. I pranked my mommy that I pierced. Was it my ear?
Yeah.
Because I had had this conversation with her before that.
And she said when she's 21.
I should wait till I'm 21. Leave! Till now! Mommy, I know you're listening to this thing. I'm not like you. I will still pierce that ear from 21. I'm sorry. I will just come to your house one day. Maybe you remove from my ear.
Me, so mom. At least your mother gave you age. My mother was quoting Bible scripture for
you. So people, you don't respect my mother. My mother said, Tamila Ray, the person that helped your pierce your ear. You said, understand, there's a hole in my ear. Fill the whole bar, please. What?
I remember, you know the outfit I wore for my birthday photo shoot this year?
Yeah.
So like, Yusuf, I just say, that clothes.
Which your parents did that
to? At all. I don't think you should have.
Well, if they open my Instagram, you are on your own.
Like, I asked my dad for money to buy clothes for, like, I want to do photo shoot. I told my daddy.
He didn't even ask for
so, like, he never asked now. My daddy asked my daddy to buy for money, and then he gave me money. So I'm still waiting for the day. I've already gone to go and look for one clothes that I will show my
back
daddy.
Because
I can't show my parents my clothes.
Teens children doing an African home.
He should not ask you for the pictures, bro.
I
up to today, my dad doesn't know because she only wears one earring when she comes home.
Who wants to die? I swear to God. But then, do you know something? My parents can't still find it. My mommy will still notice it.
I said to you today, my mother, I love my mother, but she's a witch. I'm not joking. I don't have to tell my mother something she knows.
Hey,
yeah, Daniela, like, you have done it.
She has done it to us. We just entered. So what did you
do? Was it that?
You drank shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you.
We have removed everything.
My mother said, you people drank alcohol shit. You drank alcohol. I said, God, what kind of thing?
That's why my mommy likes your mom because she's exactly like my mom. Enter the house and say, you're about to lie.
African brains wherever they are,
actually,
but like,
what about the dying hair?
Oh! I was about to say something about
fire
that thing.
This
I was about fire what thing I used to do. What when I started doing was, I cannot dye my hair. I didn't even bring it up yet. I'm starting small.
Colored hair. I know you want to dye your hair.
I can't even make colored hair. I told my dad, mommy,
my own excuse. My own excuse is.
if I do black hair, it will mess with my complexion. Hey. That's my own excuse. Do you understand? Okay. Like, I feel like doing colored hair. When I get home, I do colored hair. Mom will be like, you have come again with this, your weird colors. I'm like, I'm just preparing you. When I finish school, you will not see this to your mind.
I'm just
like, I think, okay, I know. I've made colored hair once. And that was my graduation, for my graduation from secondary school. So I made black and purple. But like, I told my mommy one day, I was like, oh, mommy, I want to make my hair. And then I was like, oh, I want to mix colors. She's like, which colors you want to mix? And I said, oh, I want to mix white and black. Just normal white and black. And that's when I received the lecture of my life for 2 hours straight.
On top color.
On top color.
I came back from the
challenge.
You know, there's a particular time in your teenager, if you be like, I'm a picker, I can't be doing all this. I can't be doing all this color. That was because from when we were children, we always did color.
Yeah, it's because my mom was gold.
Now
let's black and use
it. We can't be doing all this color. So we came back with black. My dad looked at us. Why can't you do green? Why can't you do green? I don't know why it's that day. Because my family friend had just come back to the salon because her daddy made her lose the ends of her hair because they were gold black ends. We went to the house, my daddy's telling me why can't you do green? I was confused because my mommy was like, because to dye our hair, my mommy dyes her hair like. Okay. She doesn't like green.
That's why.
So when I just told her, she said, yeah, come to university. Wait until
That's the only reason.
Wait, which year you want that?
My father said not in his house.
May I leave my mama and papa house?
My sister said them straight up that once she graduates, that she's dyeing her hair.
But like, dyeing hair, does it like
have
any...
Oh no, it makes you a wayward child. Don't you know that
person fails?
It gives somebody's IQ.
I said you didn't want your hair.
I remember when I was younger, I told my dad, like, normally we make brown gold attachments. I just told my dad one day, because you know when you're young, you see all these young girls dyeing their hair. And I'd be like, I said, Mom, Dad, I want to dye my hair when I grow up. He said, dye your hair. For what? The color God gave you, is it not enough?
I said, will you
get out of here? What? I said, Jesus.
Like,
my cousin
is like 25 now.
Yeah.
When she was like, let's say 22. She cut her hair and she dyed it gold. And I was in love with this hairstyle. Because like, I always had this thing, like when I grew up, I want to get a nose piercing. Like,
yeah,
nose
I do too.
And I would still have it in my head, Sha.
Mommy and daddy,
so
just
she
dyed her
hair gold. And it was mad. I said, my mother and father. I remember they sat me down. They called me to their room.
Bro.
They said, Angela, you see that thing that Isue did on her hair? I said, bam, bam. Okay. So yes, I saw it. I said, that hairstyle. I don't think I want my children to be doing this. Hey, do you know my cousin has to go and dye her hair black again? Because she basically stays in my house. And then my mom and dad were so
against and everything.
They're like, Dad, she's having an influence on her children. I said, Mom, I will have influence. You guys shall wait then.
Yeah. Like, honestly, once I graduated, there are a lot of things I'm going to do. It's like,
my
black.
So that's fine. Stereotyping modern day accessories. Please, this next one. People are doing what they used to do me too, but like, I'm praying to God to increase it.
Oh, really?
Do they know what curfew is?
Yeah.
But like, my curfew is. Do they know what curfew is?
In your house.
In your house.
Yeah.
If the sun has come down and you're still outside, you're outside. Everyone's shy.
Sorry. That evening breeze starts to blow.
What are you doing outside?
That curfew that I'm telling you that I say is 7, it's not like it's 7 that I'm going out and it's 7. It means like I have a friend that her house is... She's not in Nigeria anymore, but like her house.
When I say curfew as far, you've gone out of the house. You're out of your
head. Okay, so because my house is very far from like places where people go out to normally. Yeah, if they come back late, they understand that probably there was traffic on the road. Because like my dad drives my dad goes that's to work and everything. So like they know they understand the traffic. Years.
He's not gonna understand there.
What are you doing?
Sorry, you guys leave the house.
And by 5:20, my mommy has started calling.
And I could take a stroll. Exactly. I could take a stroll within my estate. Because my estate is very big. So like if you stroll, you can stroll. So I take a stroll in my estate. I tell my mommy, oh mommy, I'm coming back by 7. And as at 6 o'clock,
my mom is already calling me.
If I should tell my dad I'm going for a stroll, you think I'm going to do something? Because I don't know. My dad was a bad guy when he was. I think he already has criminal mindset. Yeah. So there are just some things that you don't like. Yeah. Why are you taking a stroll? Who do you want to go
and sometimes when I tell my daddy I'm taking a stroll, my daddy says, take your younger brother with you. And that thing is to irritate me.
Because if you can't make mistakes, you not see one boy that you know on the
road.
Your brother not open his mouth. Angela was talking to this boy. What?
I said, my baby brother, don't worry. He will even walk up to the boy. If I talk to anybody, he will walk up to the boy and be like, why are you talking to my sister? Leave my sister alone.
That's one boy. If you're a liar, you can hear me. If you try that rubbish.
Just so you know, mind you, that's my baby brother is just. He's going to be 9 this year, Sha, but like. Around when he was 7,
yes,
6.
Wahala for whose last birth?
He looks older than me. Looks
Daniela,
20-ish.
Sorry.
Wahala was just like 17.
That's
different. Wahala for whose last birth?
No, Dimede looks. Dimede looks very.
I have no junior to come and tell me anything.
If you see two of them, you can think Dimede is an elder brother.
So, I just remember when you said go for a stroll. So, my mommy sent me. See, down the road. Let me show you what down the road. Mouse is here. There are like just 4 houses in between the place I'm going to.
Okay.
So my mommy sent me to the shop down the road to go and buy. I don't know what she said. She just said to go and buy something. I'm like, okay. I left the house. Do you know my male cousins were neighbors with my cousins? So I left the house and I saw my cousin. My cousin now walked me there. So, like he was also going in that direction. So we now walked there. And I bought them and got to buy. As I was coming, my mommy called me. Why are you calling me? Did they kidnap me?
My G! I'm coming back now.
You're the one that sent me. Why are you calling me?
It's not like as if no, I said, oh, I'm going out and then you're calling me to find out where I am. Oh.
Like,
you sent me out.
This thing still borders back to the first thing. Like, you still treat us like children. Honestly, I don't know why I am 18 years old and I'm still begging you, please. I am inside the estate or like there's traffic around the house or something. And I'm still please, I'm sorry, I'll be like 5 minutes late. Please don't shout at me when I get
here.
What's that? Don't you drive me Lagos traffic too? You don't know what it's like around those time of
like, day. Like, I'm telling you, my mom dropped me for. And my mom was calling. Okay, so she dropped me for the get home
before you.
You are late. Mind you are done.
Because my mom by 7:30.
Because my mom is late.
You come by 6 and you are late.
Actually, if my daddy comes back home, my daddy doesn't meet you at home.
But my daddy, I remember the day me and Tanya made mistake. Went to Yaba. You know how far Yaba is from Surulere? Went to Yaba. We were still in Yaba traffic. 7:38. My mommy said, do you know what you're going to do? Just make sure you're in this house
before your father.
Hey! I want to make that
praying!
Get up from the car and begin to run!
Because you cannot come down from the car. Because I would say, if they kidnap you, find your way to the house.
I don't understand. She don't understand that they were strapped. Like,
she don't wear pray wait, because my mommy knows where my daddy did not know when they need
okay. I think when I asked my mommy, oh mommy, I want to go out, my mom said, well, I need to focus to your daddy, go and tell your daddy first.
Okay, so, see, in my situation, there's nothing like go and tell your daddy. See, let me just explain first. There's nothing like go and tell your daddy. It is between my mother and God. She will tell you, let me go.
Let me go and consult the God. If God says,
I'm going to talk to all my forefathers. Can Tamlere leave this house? The day I used mistake, I lied to my mother. Where are you going to? Okay, I went for a sleepover. My friend was having a birthday party.
Oh, you're even doing sleepover.
I slept over in her house. And I told my mommy the day before I went, we're just gonna go, inside the cage and wanna take pictures by his birthday. Okay. after the party, the sleepover, next day, oh yeah, let's be going. Me, I knew Matt, I was going for first. I knew I was going for party. I did not tell her. And then, since that, obviously, you know, you might be punctual, but people around you are not punctual. We're supposed to leave the house at 12 o'clock. We left the house at 3 o'clock.
Wow. And
I was supposed to be on my way leaving that place by that 3 o'clock. Okay. I got there at 5 o'clock. My mother is calling me. Tamlere, where are you? What's going? Mommy, the traffic in Ikeja is serious.
Hey!
When I went and to Costa Abia, and I was still on the streets of Suleri by around 8.
And I said, because...
Bro,
because
I didn't know that.
Because she was not at home. There's nothing she could say. She was in a serious meeting. She should just step out, you know, like every 40 minutes, 30 minutes, to call me, check up, what's up, where are you? I should be calling my brother to tell them, I'll tell them, well, if you like, mess up. Just say where I am first. Where are you? The Madina called me. Olga, your mother is at the estate gate.
Ah!
Where are you?
Wonderful.
Now, if you know Magodo, you know, before you get to Magodo Gate, I'm talking of like from Shangisha Gate now. Before you get to Magodo Gate, you have to pass CMD Road. In the night, CMD Road traffic is bastard. It's bad. What did Oluwa Tamunere do? Oluwa Tamunere started praying. Oluwa Tamunere got to the gate of Magodo. I entered shop, so I left the car. My lady was seeing my friends and said, please bring it when you come to school tomorrow. I entered shop to go to my house. My mother was coming inside. I was inside my room changing. I can't die. I did for that. If you find out, you found out. It's not fair.
Yeah, that's sleepover being. I'm telling you, the only place I can say, boldly open my eyes, oh, I'm going to sleepover, is in my cousin's house. That's where I'm going to sleepover.
Actually,
they know that it's my cousin. Okay, they know. Sleepover in whose house? What's the sleepover?
Please, moment of silence for Moe's social life. Because what the hell?
And she's 18. She's older than me. Momo, you ready, alright?
That's sleepover in my life.
But never, that's the thing. I never used to do sleepovers.
Yeah.
And I went on this holiday. And my sister told me, she went for a sleepover in her friend's
house. Like, that's what? When her daughter told me this thing. And I'm like, please.
It's not even holiday sleepover.
It's not to Green Springs.
It's not even holiday
this
sleepover.
This is school, first of all.
So, they go to Green Springs.
That school is
then
fun.
She told me that, there's a friend lives in Lekki. I'll tell you, my mother and father drove my sister is 12 years old, to Lekki for sleepover. She's not really telling me that, that they took Burger King
for
dinner.
Pizza. They now got they got pizza for dinner. And they now got, you know, that large.
It's
that
money.
I sat there like,
let me come to your house and buy pizza for me.
Who are your friends? Does she have an older sister?
You know that your the money that you're supposed to use and go to school, that's the money you use.
I swear God, I swear.
No, I don't know. Do you know what is even vexing me now? Yes, so I used to offer to my mom used to not to go out like when I was younger. But now, please, my brother is 15. He's turning 16 now.
Dimnadi
has been. I will call them later today. Where are you? Sorry, I'm lucky. I'll call you later.
Ah. Hey!
I don't know when he went out with his friends. I was like, why are you disturbing me?
I said, you mad.
My brother lies. As far as this guy, you know, once my dad knows who you're going out with, it's true. But here's the thing, that is friends, the sabi guy. So they used to run things. I'm going to Jerry's house. Jerry's house is never Jerry's house. Jerry's house is I'm going out. I'm going anywhere I want to go.
Okay.
And my daddy, like, just this time he came back around like after 8. And my daddy was already at home. I'm like, does this boy have no fear? Guess what? My daddy went to go open the gates for him. I'm like, I'm sleeping there. I just came to carry something. I said, yes.
Wow.
Next one.
I feel like when you have like
he's 16.
When you have younger siblings, the energy your parents used
thank
to
you very
deal
much.
With you
it's
when you reduce it reduces it's when they are dealing with your younger ones.
I told my mother to today. I said,
last born,
you are soft.
My baby use mother, me and do experiment.
Well, I swear God.
Actually,
sorry,
I can't
stop. Just go to the house.
You know what
I mean? Sorry to
house.
All of us.
Because you guys are not far.
We're not far apart. So they use both of us to do experiment and they finish the experiment.
My immediate younger brother is just 2 years younger than me. He's just 2 years younger than me. But this boy would tell, mommy, I'm out to go out. I'm going out with my friends and everything.
Just
I can't,
like
I,
that.
You don't
just
get
like that.
Tell you, my brother will tell my mother, call your driver for me.
crazy.
Daniela, why are you looking like this? But you know the like he will tell my mother. Call your driver for me because I'm going to like
what's
going
my
on?
Alpha.
You can't relate.
You know what you said, baby?
The way you switch up. Baby.
Oh, gee. Call me the mom.
And I feel more that they are more softer with their boys, children.
I'm my daddy's baby girl, but like, daddy, I won't go out. It's not possible.
Actually.
Okay, Sha, that's curfew, please. Please, I'm begging you. We diverted, but Sha, everything still is under African period. And this last one used to just irritate me. Because I know I have a brother.
And I have brothers.
Daniela, you cannot relate to this thing.
No, I can relate to.
Okay, you kind of can.
Because even the people
that... Your cousin.
My cousin went to NSG's concert. And I was like, Mommy, I want to go to NSG's concert. Do you know? My mommy said, where do you want to go? Which NSG? Which concert? Okay. And I said, Mommy, after the concert, I was like, Mommy, but Namji went. I
was like, eh? He's a boy. Which brings us to our last subtopic. The he's a boy thing. She was not like, because he's a boy,
he can
be a boy, therefore.
She was not like, if you had told me, since Namdi is a boy and he's good, I'll never let you. I said,
you see this energy contesting. You remember when we were talking about this thing, Jim was like, Omo, my cousin has to go with me. Do you know before I even told my mother, I told my cousin, I said, Bolu, I don't care, you want to do it, you have to be in Lagos by this time. Because we are going for an NSG's concert. Because I know that I cannot go for any concert if Bolu is not following me. What am I going for? Who am I going for? Who's gonna follow me?
My baby, I'm telling you, this is my English younger brother now. He can't, like, this same, oh, my friend's house, before she, like, traveled out of the country, my friend's house is just like, you know, this is my house. Cross the road, this is the house. It's right opposite next to each other.
Yeah.
And I'll tell my mom, I'm going to the house. I'm going to Iris' house. I'll come back by like 7 o'clock. Since Iris' house is right next to our house now, Mommy, I'm going to Iris' house. I'll come back by 7 o'clock. Okay. As at, it's opposite though. At some point, Iris and I were outside the house. So if you look out a window of any of the rooms, you can see me and Iris.
Okay.
But no. As at 6:20, 6:30, Mommy Tenny is already like calling me. Like once I see that thing, once I see my mother's call like this and I'm outside, what's my way? They come to the house.
My cousins are upstairs.
But my baby brother. Sorry, I keep calling him baby brother. I have another younger brother. My immediate younger brother. He will go to his friend's house that is. You know, Suri Leary now and Ojo Elegba, let me down to explain. So, you are coming from like Masha side, you are now going to Ojo Elegba. That's the way my friend, my brother's
confused.
Sha, like,
do you know, you look like you got Masha
to Ojo Elegba. That's our
big house. Oh my god, yes, I know those two.
Like, house,
our
estate. My brother is just going to be 15 this year. He used to be 12.
I need to cry. My brother allowed me to enter books.
My brother,
to go and do my hair salon. Salon, there's the only school I went to.
My brother will not come back home around like 7:30 to 8. And then I told my mommy one day, I said, Mommy, we need to discuss this. And then I said, okay, Mommy, I don't like this thing that you're doing because, like, it's not even fair. Ayo will go out and everything. And then next thing my mom told me is, hey, now, you know, it's not safe for ladies to go out in the night. Mommy, it's within the estate.
We should lie to me.
Lie to me and my mother. I'm fighting my mom's love, but you don't used to allow me to go out. But I'm not right, I used to let you go out. Lie to me like that.
Don't tell me it's not safe for ladies to go out. You know, Ayo is a boy.
We should also see this. Boys can be raped too.
Exactly! Don't tell me!
They are subjected to assault by policemen because they think.
Yeah.
You see, my brother, I didn't went to ShopRite. All these kids that do have time. Alpha, bro. They don't know that I'm the one that's carrying the money. So they are more susceptible to assault and
like,
all that.
boys are boys too. They are this thing, like
they have problems.
They are prone to all these things. Long and short, African parents, please. I want to say grow with the times, but like I know that's not a possible thing for somebody. please. Anybody that's listening to this thing, before you go out and say, let me place it for my parents so that they will learn.
What is my name? My name is Daniela.
We did not say was not here. See, this is just to express ourselves.
Since me, myself, I'm not going to express myself.
I was not here.
Shut up.
If my mother should hear this thing.
Shit. My parents should not even listen to this thing. Like,
my dad's not a podcast person. Like, radio, maybe. Well, podcast.
Do you know my daddy is?
I don't even know what podcast. My parents do, but I don't think they listen to podcasts.
My daddy watches TikTok.
Like, it's the fact that dad's on Instagram, and then I was like,
yes,
Daniela, why don't you post these pictures?
I said, my daddy said, if I see that,
I see that's what I'm thinking. God, my parents are not on IG, because, like, just my best name pictures are posted. I'm just saying,
it's me that went to go and do fuck up.
I have your mommy to open IG, Abby.
Not just my mommy, my father and my mother.
You have them to open IG, okay?
No, do you know the funny part? Do you know the funny part? My father does not post anything. He just goes there once in a while. Let me even check one more he's posted.
Don't give them your real IG.
My daddy posts everybody's birthday. Jesus quotes.
That's
yeah. I've seen that dad's face.
My daddy just designed something.
My mother has more Instagram followers than me.
Yes, so
I don't know what you are doing with your life.
You get like sometimes when I wonder where they got you from.
If you don't grow up and be like your mother, I will beat you.
Am I the only one that has not seen your mommy's Instagram page?
I will give it to you.
It's a private account.
Damn. You have to follow her. She follows me.
Mommy follows me.
My list is like, you follow me.
Only one tell your lab underscore. If you see me, please.
You have talked to celebrity.
Yes, so mommy for the girls.
Because it's me that see she. See how your friends are praising me. She will just be thinking.
Cause we love you.
Cause we love you, mommy.
Anyway, Sha.
This will be my cookies.
You can decide to make you free. You know.
My anyway, that's done. Exactly. Shut up, with African parents. I don't know if I see you guys should get with the time.
We plead with you.
But please, at least be more lenient.
Tell us when you have your own. You don't understand what they are doing. It's when we have our own children.
I believe in an African meeting. When you are ready to be free, you set yourself free. Because I think my daddy is already getting that. I have the tendency to, for real, I think I've not reached that level yet. So when I do something crazy, you know, that man is actually scaring me this day. It doesn't even react. Just like, okay, like I came back and I came here, oh, this will happen. All right, welcome home.
What?
So like, I want your right to be free. I'm truly
grateful for how my mother is free with me and my brother, to the extent that I cannot, like, I know that I can't lie to my mother because she'll find out, but the reason why I don't lie to her is because I know that if I tell her, she will understand. And I'm very grateful
that she has actually I love you guys, but like
that kind of relationship with us.
Exactly.
I can tell my mom most things and she'll be like it was the day my mommy was sat me and said, do you want a boyfriend? I said, mommy, please.
Do I not start? Yo, my mom saw a picture of me this holiday. My mom saw a picture, like my, what do you call it? My lock screen.
My dad
at some point was a picture of me and one of my friends in school. And then my mom asked me, do you like that Sunday morning? She now, I think they saw it on Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, we were going to church. My mom now asked me, do you want to tell me anything? I was like, what do you mean?
They try to force the talk out of her.
She said, no, this like, one, she, you this one. Meet she even like, calmly, she was like, do you want to meet them? And I was like, no, what do you mean? What are you talking about? And then she said,
when I came back, 100 level offers this semester, my mommy called my brother. Demanded, does your sister have a boyfriend?
Wow. They asked you if you have. My mom called me. I said, hope.
You don't. She did not say, do you have? She said, oh, you don't. And so I'm like, let me fuck up and say, yes, I do.
Yes, because you are not ready for it.
Yeah,
yes, I do.
She was just back to lecture.
My dad has never had that conversation
me,
with me.
He's
just like, see, when you are my dad is just, I don't know. That's he's running me like vibes and isha. Like, he's running the family like,
oh, my mom doesn't. My mom, my dad doesn't really. He hasn't really had that kind of conversation. But my mom.
I feel like I've never imagined having that kind of conversation with my
father. But let's see. I feel like my daddy
still believes when he's little girls. Do you get?
I feel like my daddy still believes.
I feel like my daddy still believes when he's little children. You know, Tanya is still 6 and Daniela is still 5.
You don't know about it.
You don't know it. My dad don't know about it.
Okay.
My parents don't.
Daniela.
Daniela.
See, Tanya is going to be 20. I'm going to be 19.
Woo!
Please, you people have been married for 21 years. Mm-hmm. It's okay, please. You guys should know how to reduce it. Reduce it.
So,
thank you.
I think we have come to the end of this episode.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord,
let's put your hands together. Woo! I really, really, please, I will say this one for people who enjoy me. I really appreciate you guys.
Aww.
We love you too.
Thank you, Tammy, for hosting.
Give us cookies or something.
What's wrong with you guys?
So, shout out to Tammy Lauren for hosting us on our podcast.
Yay. Let's get choice. Who should go host before this one?
Daniela, don't cast me. Sha, thank you guys so much. I hope you, the audience, enjoyed this episode of Surly's.
Her episode,
yeah. This her episode of Serious.
Come back for more,
Come back for more,
We'll be here for you.
I am working on something serious. Well, like, the people I'm even going to interview, they're not my friends. Okay,
so they're not serious.
No! That's not what I mean.
You guys did disrespect.
No, wait. Let me explain.
In my very...
explaining what happened, we feel laugh. You know, we can tell you sorry. Everything joined.
We'll be here to console.
Like
you.
I said, what I said.
Thank you guys so much.
So this is the end.
Oh my gosh. Okay, come on.
Rest.
Come on, be good.
Bye, bye, guys.
Bye.